The nation's cranberry industry is entering its third year of economic hard times. Ocean Spray is leading the industry and asking federal agriculture officials to require growers to reduce cranberry production by 25% this year. The proposal could become law if the Department of Agriculture approves a federal marketing order for the upcoming cranberry season. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
By almost all economic standards, the cranberry industry is out of balance. Growers face mounting losses as farm prices for cranberries remain far below the cost of production. Wholesalers and juice companies have accumulated more than 200 million pounds of the berries in freezers. And Ocean Spray, the agricultural co-op which controls 60% of the industry, has watched its market share and profits wither.
Somehow, if there was a siren singing out there, the cranberry people didn't hear it.
Tom Perko is the president of Bevmark, a beverage industry consulting company in Santa Barbara, California.
We're seeing an incredible amount of growth in virtually everything else in the non-carbonated beverage business. Anything associated with fruit seems to be doing really, really well, except for cranberries, which are lagging far behind.
Cranberries grow on perennial vines in wetlands. It can take 4 to 6 years for a new cranberry bog to produce fruit. But once the vines are established, they can last for decades. In the late 1980s and early 90s, while cranberry prices were steadily rising, growers planted thousands of new acres. As late as 1997, prices continued to climb and at one point hit $80 a barrel. This was twice what they'd been just 2 years earlier. And then the market collapsed. Last year, the price fell as low as $10 a barrel.
These are the dikes. You can see it's grass going down to the slope.
Ron Drillette walks through the snow beside his 26 acres of cranberry bogs in southeastern Massachusetts.
I got ice and snow on top of it now, but you see the vines underneath there? And what's happening now is this is just protecting the vines against the winter weather. They're just like putting a blanket over them.
Drillette has been growing cranberries as part of the Ocean Spray Cooperative since 1978. Most years, he produces 4,000 to 5,000 barrels of cranberries.
Right now, we're not making a good dollar for an old dollar. It costs you $30 a barrel to grow them. We're getting paid $10 a barrel. So do the math, and I got to come up with $20 a barrel. Now, where I get that, I either borrow it or I take out of my savings somehow.
Ocean Spray is owned by its 900 growers. Ocean Spray represents more than half of all cranberry producers in North America, and it's also the dominant force marketing cranberries worldwide. Grower Ron Drillette argues that Ocean Spray is partly to blame for the current crisis. At the co-op's annual meeting last month, Drillette was one of several growers lobbying the company to consider putting itself up for sale. The move was rejected by a 2-to-1 vote, but it showed that there's a large faction inside Ocean Spray that's dissatisfied with the current management of the co-op.
A lot of these people are going to be going out of business, so how do they want to do it? Do they just want to go out of business and lose their houses and lose their farms? Or do they want to take advantage of the equity in Ocean Spray and vote for a sale merger with the company?
Drillette says Ocean Spray needs the capital and market muscle of a company like Coca-Cola or Pepsi to build demand for cranberry juice. But Ocean Spray chairman Buddy Johnson says such a merger isn't necessary. Johnson says the company is in the midst of a corporate turnaround that should rejuvenate the Ocean Spray product line and allow growers to start making a profit again. But Johnson adds that this is a very difficult time for the company.
I would like to be able to say to you that all of us will survive this thing, but all of us will not survive it. What we do believe as a board is that more of us will make it with the co-op and with the brand than without it.
Last year, Ocean Spray brought in a new CEO, Rob Hawthorne. Hawthorne comes from another food company, Pillsbury, most famous for its dough products. Hawthorne predicts most Ocean Spray growers will be able to weather another year of losing money. But Hawthorne's focus isn't so much on the agricultural commodity side of the business as it is on the consumer product side, building demand for brand name juice.
This year we will introduce 21 individual new products. We believe these new products will be the centerpiece of our regrowth.
The new products include a Pinch Grip 64-ounce bottle, single-serve Crantastics juice boxes aimed at children, and a white cranberry juice that Hawthorne touts as stain-free.
We've tested this product with kids and with moms. It has a different taste profile than our regular cranberry juice, and it scores through the roof.
Congress last year approved a $50 million aid package for the cranberry industry. Under the plan, the government will buy almost half the surplus and make cash payments to growers to help offset their losses. In addition, growers were ordered to dump millions of pounds of raw cranberries, at times spreading them like manure on fields. Next year, growers could be required to reduce their harvest even more. Part of the current problem is that it's hard to get out of the cranberry growing business.
This is my shop here. You know, and everything that we do here is self-made.
Ron Drolet points out the farm equipment he's built to tend his cranberry bogs. It's equipment that currently has little or no value.
It's a kind of a fine-tuned thing, and if this business goes south, everything goes south with it. I can't sell this equipment to anybody else because it's only used in cranberries. And I can't use this land for anything else because all it is cranberry bog.
And not growing a crop for just a year or two, Drolet says, isn't practical because he still needs to prune, fertilize, and protect his vines.
So if it costs you $30 a barrel to grow cranberries, it could still possibly cost you $15 a barrel not to grow them.
As farmers wait for the huge surplus to dwindle and market prices to rise, there are now enough mature cranberry vines in cultivation to quickly swamp the market and the industrial freezers again. So even if demand increases and farm prices rise back above the cost of production, the heady days of highly profitable cranberry farming appear to be over. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Plimpton, Massachusetts.